The end of the NHL lockout has helped hockey fans forget the loss of the Winter Classic. Also there to help in that regard was a pretty successful basketball team, which recently set up shop in an unusual spot. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter was on hand to watch the slipping and sliding.
The ice rink at Millennium Park in Portage, Michigan has long hosted outdoor hockey games, but rarely has any outdoor ice rink in North America heard this sound. For nearly 90 years, fans of basketball, comedy, even cartoons have known this is the theme song of a team that needs no introduction. But in Portage, they get one anyway.
Let's hear one more time for the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters!
The Globetrotters' star player, Handels Franklin, announces the team is in Portage with a mission he says the NHL abandoned by canceling its signature Winter Classic New Year's hockey game.
We're happy that the NHL is back, but they weren't back in time for the Winter Classic. So we are happy to bring our own rendition of the Winter Classic, Globetrotter style.
Watching the Globetrotters are 100 or so fans encircling the Millennium Park ice rink or posing in front of the Star-Spangled logo on the team's nearby tour bus. 9-year-old Billy Kring, here with his family, says he's excited because the ice game combines two of his favorite things, basketball and people he's seen on the Amazing Race TV show.
I really like basketball, and I heard they are really good at basketball tricks, and I love basketball tricks, too.
Are you worried about them doing it out here on an ice rink?
I think it would be hard, but for them, since it's the second time, I think it might be a little easier than last time.
Kring's done his homework. The Globetrotters' first foray onto ice came 3 years ago in New York City's Central Park. But fan Maya DeVries says she lured her daughter and grandchildren to this chilly ice rink because she has very warm memories of the Globetrotters.
Because Globetrotters are just exciting. I saw them once, probably when I was a teenager myself. Outstanding, amazing, unbelievable what they can do.
For her granddaughter, 10-year-old Emily Bogda, the game is an educational experience.
We're homeschooled, and it's pretty much our field trip, and it sounds fun to see them basketball players on ice. I've seen like a video of them once, and they're kind of fun.
You want to get out there and do this on the ice?
No.
Why? Why not?
I don't know, because I will probably fall down and things.
The Globetrotters actually pluck Bogda from the crowd to join them in a few tricks on the ice. She does not fall down. Neither do the players. The team is used to staging games in unusual venues, from the roof of an arena to the bottom of a drained swimming pool to the deck of an aircraft carrier. But Globetrotters player Scooter Christensen says playing in an ice rink is pretty rare and brand new to him.
First time on ice, man. We did it 3 years ago in 2010 in New York City. And I was like, God, that looks like fun. So they invited me to try it for this time. So we're 2-0 on ice.
But he says even a Globetrotter faces the home court of a hockey team with a bit of trepidation.
I was worried at first because I was like, oh, goodness, I hope I don't fall. You know, the ball slipped out of my hand for a little bit. But as long as I didn't fall on the ice, which is really hard, so it worked out okay.
The team equipped players with metal cleats strapped to their sneakers, hockey helmets, and extra padding under their warm-up uniforms. But Globetrotters official Eric Nemeth says the organization learned from his 2010 Central Park ice game that simply preparing to play hoops on a hockey rink is a logistical nightmare.
Back in 2010, we used some of the arena hoops, the ones that, you know, our 7'8" player who's over 300 pounds can hang from the hoop and they don't tilt over, but they're very challenging to move. We moved them from Long Island all the way to Central Park. This time around, we got some incredible Spalding portable rims, weighed them down here, and the guys were still able to dunk on them and had a great time.
Handels Franklin declares the ice game a once-in-a-lifetime experience. At least, he says he hopes so.
We're really happy that the NHL is back because we can leave the ice plan to the hockey teams.
With that, Franklin bids the Portage fans adieu.
Got another meeting. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
He boards a team bus bound for the remainder of the Globetrotters' You Make the Rules tour, hitting 45 states and 9 Canadian provinces through April. And every one of the rest of those dates, by the way, will be indoors. For Only a Game, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
Coming home to you.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Thomas Walsh at WWNO in New Orleans. Welcome to our new intern, Martin Kessler. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. You can check out a very chilly video featuring the Harlem Globetrotters and frozen photos of the Williamsport Outlaws by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from the Harlem Globetrotters. Oh, man, if they do that after every basket, a lot of people are going to have headaches in that building. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Oh, yeah.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration to address the world's pressing environmental problems. And the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at JoyceFDN.org. This is NPR.